This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Real-time brain fluid monitoring transforms neurocritical care, a breakthrough in cerebrospinal fluid diagnostics. A new implantable platform capable of continuously monitoring cerebrospinal fluid biomarkers and flow dynamics has demonstrated potential to transform patient management in neurocritical care units, according to research published in Science Translational Medicine in May 2026. The device enables multiplexed biomarker detection in near real time, allowing clinicians to detect neurological complications such as infection, inflammation, and metabolic dysfunction without repeated lumbar punctures. Multiple biomarkers, simultaneous detection capability within minutes, eliminating delays associated with traditional cerebrospinal fluid analysis. The clinical need, beyond traditional cerebrospinal fluid sampling. Cerebrospinal fluid analysis remains essential in neurocritical care for detecting secondary injuries, infections, and metabolic derangements in patients with traumatic brain injury, intracranial hemorrhage, and other acute neurological conditions. However, traditional lumbar puncture sampling is invasive, carries infection risk, requires repeated procedures, and provides only snapshots rather than continuous monitoring. The 2026 study addresses a critical gap in neurocritical care, the inability to monitor cerebrospinal fluid dynamics and biomarker trends in real time, according to the Science Translational Medicine research. Technical innovation, multiplexed biomarker detection in real time. The platform combines microfluidic technology with electrochemical biosensors to simultaneously detect multiple cerebrospinal fluid biomarkers, including inflammatory markers, infection indicators, and metabolic compounds. The device, described in Science Translational Medicine, integrates flow measurement sensors to track cerebrospinal fluid dynamics, providing comprehensive neuromonitoring data from a single implanted device. Unlike conventional laboratory analysis requiring hours or days, this biosensor array delivers results within minutes, enabling rapid clinical decision-making. The multiplex design means clinicians can track several biomarkers simultaneously rather than ordering sequential tests, reducing turnaround times and cumulative patient burden. This represents a significant advance over current diagnostic approaches in acute neurocritical care. Clinical applications and outcomes. The device's ability to monitor cerebrospinal fluid flow provides additional clinical utility beyond biomarker detection, according to the Science Translational Medicine study. Abnormal cerebrospinal fluid dynamics indicate potential complications, including intracranial hypertension, ventriculomegaly, or impending herniation, all life-threatening emergencies requiring immediate intervention. Real-time flow data enables earlier recognition of these changes compared to standard neuroimaging performed at intervals. The 2026 Science Translational Medicine study suggests that continuous monitoring platforms could identify biomarker signatures associated with infections, elevated lactate protein and glucose depletion before clinical symptoms emerge, enabling preventive antibiotic therapy and earlier intervention. Continuous cerebrospinal fluid monitoring via implanted biosensors enables detection of neurological complications in near real time without repeated invasive sampling, potentially improving outcomes in neurocritical care populations. Research team, Science Translational Medicine, May 2026. Regulatory pathway and clinical translation. While the technology demonstrates significant promise, translation to routine clinical use will require validation across larger patient cohorts and regulatory approval, according to the Science Translational Medicine research. Studies documenting improved clinical outcomes compared to standard care will be essential for regulatory clearance and reimbursement. The device must demonstrate biocompatibility, resistance to cerebrospinal fluid-induced fouling, protein adhesion that degrades sensor function, long-term stability, and reliable multi-channel detection. These engineering challenges are substantial but surmountable given advances in biomedical device technology. Advantages of continuous cerebrospinal fluid monitoring versus standard sampling, standard lumbar puncture sampling, 24/72 hours, time to results from laboratory analysis, implanted biosensor platform. Minutes, time to results from bedside detection. Source, Science Translational Medicine, May 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Future directions and broader neurocritical applications. The research opens pathways for similar continuous monitoring systems in other cerebrospinal fluid-related conditions beyond acute brain injury, including subarachnoid hemorrhage, meningitis, and post-neurosurgical monitoring, according to the Science Translational Medicine study. Expanding the biomarker panel to detect seizure susceptibility markers, protein misfolding, relevant to neurodegenerative processes, or other emerging cerebrospinal fluid signatures could further broaden clinical utility. Integration with artificial intelligence algorithms to interpret complex time series biomarker data could automate alert generation and clinical decision support. Researchers are also exploring whether similar implantable biosensor platforms could monitor other body fluids, synovial fluid in rheumatology, pleural fluid in pulmonary critical care, establishing a broader category of continuous biofluid monitoring technology. Key takeaways: an implantable cerebrospinal fluid biosensor platform enables simultaneous detection of multiple biomarkers in near real time, eliminating delays of traditional laboratory analysis. Continuous cerebrospinal fluid flow monitoring provides earlier detection of life-threatening complications such as intracranial hypertension and ventriculomegaly compared to intermittent imaging. The device reduces the need for repeated lumbar punctures, minimizing infection risk and patient burden in neurocritical care settings. Regulatory approval and clinical implementation will require validation in larger trials, demonstrating improved patient outcomes compared to standard care. Frequently asked questions: how does this device differ from current cerebrospinal fluid monitoring? Current practice relies on intermittent lumbar punctures with laboratory analysis taking 24-72 hours, or on indirect measures like intracranial pressure monitors. This implanted biosensor platform provides continuous, simultaneous measurement of multiple cerebrospinal fluid biomarkers and flow within minutes, enabling earlier detection of complications. The Science Translational Medicine study demonstrates that multiplex detection replaces the need for sequential, time-consuming tests. What cerebrospinal fluid biomarkers can the platform detect? The device detects inflammatory markers, infection indicators, including lactate and protein levels, metabolic compounds, and glucose levels, key indicators of meningitis, secondary injury, and metabolic dysfunction. The multiplex design allows simultaneous analysis rather than ordering separate tests, reducing delays in diagnosis and enabling rapid therapeutic response. When might this technology be available in clinical practice? While promising, the technology requires FDA clearance and validation in randomized clinical trials demonstrating improved outcomes. Based on typical regulatory timelines for novel implantable devices, clinical availability is likely 3 to 5 years away, pending successful completion of pivotal trials and regulatory review processes. The 2026 Science Translational Medicine publication represents a watershed moment for neurocritical care monitoring, demonstrating that real-time, multiplex cerebrospinal fluid analysis is technically feasible and clinically relevant. As the technology advances through regulatory pathways and clinical validation, it promises to fundamentally change how clinicians detect and respond to secondary injuries in neurocritical patients, potentially improving outcomes and reducing morbidity in this vulnerable population. Source: a platform for near real-time and multiplexed monitoring of cerebrospinal fluid biomarkers and flow in neurocritical care. At Context, brain monitoring transforms neurocritical care, a breakthrough in cerebrospinal fluid diagnostics. Description: real-time cerebrospinal fluid monitoring via implantable biosensors transforms neurocritical care. Science Translational Medicine study shows breakthrough in continuous biomarker detection. Author: type organization, name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: type organization, name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-519. date modified 26/05/19. At context, does this device differ from current cerebrospinal fluid monitoring? Accepted answer, at type answer, text, current practice relies on intermittent lumbar punctures with laboratory analysis taking 24 to 72 hours, or on indirect measures like intracranial pressure monitors. This implanted biosensor platform provides continuous, simultaneous measurement of multiple cerebrospinal fluid biomarkers and flow within minutes, enabling earlier detection of complications. The Science Translational Medicine study demonstrates that multiplex detection replaces the need for sequential, time-consuming tests. Name: what cerebrospinal fluid biomarkers can the platform detect? At type, answer, text. The device detects inflammatory markers, infection indicators, including lactate and protein levels, metabolic compounds and glucose levels, key indicators of meningitis, secondary injury, and metabolic dysfunction. The multiplex design allows simultaneous analysis rather than ordering separate tests, reducing delays in diagnosis and enabling rapid therapeutic response. At type question, when might this technology be available in clinical practice? Accepted antype, answer, text. While promising, the technology requires FDA clearance and validation in randomized clinical trials demonstrating improved outcomes. Based on typical regulatory timelines for novel implantable devices, clinical availability is likely 3 to 5 years away, pending successful completion of pivotal trials and regulatory review processes.